Does the Bible suppress women? It's a popular idea in some circles, but think about all Jesus did for women. In his day, they were often considered just a piece of property, yet Jesus came along and treated them as people of value, showing respect and kindness. When he sent the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, men and women were there, fulfilling the prophecy that God would pour his Spirit on your sons and daughters. It's clear from the rest of the New Testament that men and women are equally part of the body of Christ. Paul writes in Galatians, "As many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." Then he adds, "There is no male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." When you hear Christianity charged with oppression toward women, remember what the Bible says. Though we do have distinct roles, we share equally in the blessings of redemption with equal access to God through Jesus Christ. With Seeking Him, I'm Nancy DeMoss Wagamuth.